Hello?
Yeah, Carl Reiner, please.
Yes.
Hot Power Radio and your chucker up here in Chuckerland, and right now on the phone, calling for, where are we calling you at?
You're calling me in Beverly Hills in my home in my office, and I'm looking out the window in at the nice green.
And how are things in the Big Snapple today?
The Big Apple is not my apple. This is the Small Apple. This is in Beverly Hills, the Big Apple we got in New York. They'll be very upset if we call a Hollywood the Big Apple.
We have the star of stage, screen, and all those wonderful sitcoms from the 1930s. The one and only Carl Reiner. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be there by voice.
Well, good Lord. We haven't heard from you in some 20-odd years. What you been up to?
Well, let's see. The last 20 years. That's a very tough question because should I tell you about the fact I just have some dental work, a very minor dental work, today, and I'll go backwards to 20 years. No, I've been doing whatever comes up, I do. I do, in the last 20 years, nobody's ever asked me that question that way. So in the last 20 years, I've written two novels.
Stifle yourself, meathead. We just love that. Where'd you come up with that one?
What's that?
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Meathead, stifle yourself.
Well, you're talking to the wrong person. You're talking to Carl Reiner. That was Archie Bunker who said that. That was Carol O'Connor. So I can't help you on that one. I don't know who came up with that. Probably one of the writers. Maybe Norman Lear. Or maybe Carol O'Connor himself. I had nothing to do with that. You got me a little confused with another person.
Yeah, come again.
Huh? You don't understand what I said? I'm not getting through to you.
Now, you, of course, were a founding member of the heavy metal rock band Spinal Tap.
No, you got the wrong person. You know, I think you're interviewing the wrong person. That's my son, Rob. You got me confused with two other people, and I think you don't want to speak to me. I think you want to speak to Rob. I think this is a mistake. Listen, I can't talk much longer because I have people waiting for me to have dinner now, so I'm going to have to cut this short. Good luck to you and the Playhouse and everything.
What advice would you give to up-and-coming comics that someday want to be on the cutting edge like you?
Okay, it was nice talking to you, sir, and I wish you luck with all your endeavors.
Well, I tell you, the kids just love your spicy brand of humor.
Okay, thank you so much.
Can't thank you enough for all the time.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Well, there he goes, the star of sitcoms from the past, the one and only meathead, Carl Reiner, right up here in Chuckerland.